flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So listen, it's early. Mike has not done his first mock draft, not yet. But there are at least three dogs who are going to be in the top 15 of the top 15 picks that Georgia is going to get drafted out of Georgia this year. Okay, we're talking about Mikael Williams. We're talking about Jalen Walker. Right, these guys are top 10 in many cases, certainly top 15 picks. But everybody's talking about, you know, what this team's going to look like next year. And I don't want to leave out Malachi Starks either, who is also projected to be a potential first-round pick. But here's right. what we do know, and that is that coming back next season, the Dogs will be one of the top two or three teams and title contenders to start the season. Now, everybody talks about these rankings, and I always say it's a starting place. You know we got to get to the college football playoff rankings, blah, blah, blah. But along with Ohio State and Texas, Georgia is right there. And, Mike, is this reputation or is this legitimate when you say they're going to be this good next year?
I mean, you're going to – Kirby's never going to have a fall off. You know, I mean, I do think there's room for improvement. And as you guys know, if the media brings it up or somebody in, you know, Bulldog Nation in a chat room, Kirby moves at his own pace, and he's never even give you the satisfaction of somehow you influence, because Kirby knows what he's doing. He's won two natties. But I think he's hearing, and I think he's got to look at the trenches. And they got to replace some dudes that weren't even all that great in the scheme of things, talking about offensive line. So, I mean, Stacey Searles is, I mean, they're all great recruiters. Bobo's a great recruiter. But I just wonder, does Kirby look at it? I mean, to me, there was a big fall off, no blank Sherlock, from all the guys that went in the NFL from 21 and 22 to the last few years. How do you get that back? You know, was Matt Luke, you know, just playing better at offensive line coaching, even though Sam Pittman was maybe better than him? And now it's kind of in a downward trajectory in an area that you dominated in? You know, is your defense, is you know, everyone talks about Bobo. Is Schumann the guy for the job on defense? Why does he get a pass, right?
Yep.
I mean, so I would think you're evaluating every aspect, but the one thing for certain, money plays a huge factor. So if Georgia's collective is in order, and we believe it is, he's got more resources than anybody, they've just got to get better dudes, and they may get even more dudes in that next transfer portal after spring football.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think this is just reputation-based. It doesn't hurt, guys, that the Dogs are considered to be one of the best programs in the country. I think they're the best. I do. I don't care about them not winning the national championship this year. I think what Kirby
But they slipped.
Done,
I mean, they slipped.
They did. They did.
A little bit. Right.
They did. And look, the things you're talking about, I think this is what I said, Mike, when we were at Twin Peaks last week. Like, Kirby knows what needs to be addressed. He gets it. He's going to address those things, and I think they'll come back better. And you know, the quarterback play can't be dismissed. I mean, again, Carson Beck, you can say what you want, but how many games did he put in question because of the things that he wasn't able to do consistently? So you've got to play better there. But I'll say this. Kirby has been more consistent than Ryan Day. He's been more consistent than Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, right? And I know Freeman's fresh on the job. Let's see what he does nine years in. But he's been more consistent. You know, Brian Kelly gets to LSU. Everybody says, oh, he's going to win a national championship. Slow your roll. Like, for me, the Dogs are still the high water mark. It's Sark. When they went and played Texas, and I told you, I trust Kirby more because he's done this. That is why Georgia will be one of the top teams. But it's also from a talent standpoint. Guys, they had, and Connor Riley said this, they had the number one recruiting class. We take it for granted that that just happens every year. Connor Riley killed us weeks ago. They got a number one class back in December. It's done. Okay. Well, whether it was one or two, that's the kind of talent level you're bringing in year after year. Mike, you can't do that year after year and not be a contender.
No, I mean, Kirby's got a machine going. I think there's more pressure on Kalen DeBoer in Alabama after what just happened there.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, there'll be pressure in Tennessee for Heupel to get to the next level. I mean, you know, they're chirping right now in Big Ten country, and they got a right to. I mean, through hook or crook, through the new rules and the new expanded playoff, they found a way 2 years in a row. And even though it's very strange the way it was, we said yesterday, we spent a lot of time on it, losing to a Michigan team, you know, for Notre Dame to lose to an NIU and then, you know, make their way into the championship, it is what it is. Georgia just wasn't, you know, peaking at the right time. Georgia had a quarterback that wasn't great, receivers that weren't great, never utilized a running back that we thought was going to be a difference maker, and now he's gone. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's questions for every single SEC team. I think everyone in Texas just assumes Arch Manning comes in and kicks ass, you know, and maybe he does. You know, I had people in my neighborhood the other day. I go, I heard Texas gave yours $1 million to walk away. I don't think that's the case. But I think a lot of folks just feel that, you know, Sark, maybe if Arch is in there in some of those red zone situations, maybe the outcome is different.
Yeah. Tell me about it. 404-726-0929.
Sorry.
Right. Should have put him in there. Four plays from the 8-yard line, but who's counting? As we talk about, you know, again, moving forward and what this is going to look like, I think this is an interesting offseason for the Dogs. But you're right, Mike. Alabama, it's funny because Alabama fans, are you just saying to yourself, okay, three losses are acceptable, it was a down year? Like, as an Alabama fan, when have you ever said that? Now you're making excuses for Kalen DeBoer and the failure that happened this year. When you start to say, oh, you know, three losses, I mean, we'll be all right. Really?
No. In a million years, I don't think there's one Alabama fan that, again, would ever, ever have expected that to be the situation. And then, you know, you wonder, you know, it always seems to be cyclical with Auburn. But every 9 or 10 years, right? Is this year that Hugh Freeze with his new star quarterback and everything else, are they going to start nipping at Alabama? They smell blood in the water. You know, the SEC is constantly evolving. We love the job that our buddy's doing up there in South Carolina, Shane Beamer. And you brought this up yesterday talking to Connor. You know, Florida's got some good, you know, decent recruiting. And certainly Billy Napier, you know, imagine where we were like 4 months ago. Billy Napier was dead in the water, right?
Yes.
He was able to hold on to his gig. So I just think there'll be somebody rising or potentially falling you're not maybe expecting. One thing I will say, and this isn't sour grapes, it's just the SEC is still more competitive top to bottom than the Big Ten is. It just is.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.